But it looks like whilst racing is allowed to continue, Aidan, point-to-point has been not deemed as an elite sport. I suppose some will argue point-to-point, while it's a great day out and, you know, where there's a chance for the local parishes to go and see horses jumping across farmers' land and over proper fences and well-organised, I have to say. But it's a massive industry, Aidan, and it's a massive industry for Wexford. There's over 700 horses in training. And, you know, we all know about the success of the Doyle family in Ballindagan. With Colin Bow, as you said, incidentally, Colin Bow, one of Colin Bow's horses that he sold, won today. Jerry Colomb with Jamie, another Wexford man, Jamie Codd, another Wexford man up. When you think of what he sold on Envoy Alan, Pay the Piper, Sam Crow, Barber Jack, Kilbeck Castle, there's so many horses. And then if you look at the other side, you've Dennis Murphy, I suppose, and Podge, Berry were the original guys that were that did all the selling of horses. And Cork, at one stage, dominated the horse sales. But there's no doubt about it that the centre for the main area now for breeding horses that we will see running at Cheltenham and other race meetings is Wexford, and employs an awful lot of people. There's over 700 horses in training, Aidan, and it's worth a lot of money to the local economy. Now, I know that when you start talking about people that are not interested in racing and in the current situation that we're in with COVID-19, people will say you've got to be safe. But at the end of the day, as I say, horses need exercise. They have to be exercised every day, so that needs staff. Staff have to be paid. They have to ride out horses. So there's much more to it than meets the eye, Aidan, as you and me know and a lot of people know.
Absolutely, and particularly this weekend, it's hit the local trainers and riders really, really hard, because we should have been bringing you the results from Tinnahealy today. The Shillelagh and District guys were supposed to be getting their course up and running today. Ballycrystal was due tomorrow. So that's two massive blows just for this area alone. And then, you know, we could have had, you know, meetings in Ballindennis. That had to be cancelled due to the weather. So it's already starting on a back foot, and, you know, there's just no clarity for the situation. We don't know when it's coming back at all. And like you say, it's not just the runners and riders, it's, you know, the jockeys, the everybody involved in the sport, the boost that the local area gets. This is going to affect so much more people than, you know, at first glance.
Yeah, look, it's a catch-22 situation at the moment for the government. We were talking to Daryl Jacob last week, and Daryl said, look, even though racing is well run and there's very few people at it, I suppose the courses have to be prepared for point to point to be no spectators at it. And if they bring in the same rules, like either owners can't be at a race meeting, Aidan, a general race meeting, so there's no need for owners to be there. The significance of point to point is that that's the breeding ground. That's more or less like a minor team for a senior team. That's where the young horses get their learning, and that's where they're sold on. And that's how the whole industry of racing works. I'm not sure the government decided. And, you know, we have to be careful, as I said. We can't start promoting stuff with COVID around. But at the same time, the certain elements of point-to-point racing with the employment and all of that, that, you know, a lot of people feel that it doesn't do any harm. If you watch racing on television, no, there's no atmosphere, but it's very well organised. You know, the jockeys in Ireland arrive, they have to change in their cars, Aidan. They don't go near the building at all. The horses arrive, there's just one hander with the horse. Sometimes it's the trainer, sometimes the trainer is not even there. Like Colin Bow has a runner tomorrow in Punchestown, and Colin Bow is not going. There'll be just somebody go with the horse and the jockey, Barry O'Neill, and that'll be it. So there's no reason why the same can't be done with point to point. But it is what it is, Aidan, and you know, because this is the vital time of year for the point to point, when a lot of the sales are done, and of course coming up to Cheltenham. So it's very disappointing for owners. And when you think about, we talk, as I say, we talk about the Doyle family. You've had some of them on. We talk about Dennis Murphy. We talk about Colin. I suppose they're the well-known ones. You know, there's people like Tommy James, Brian Jordan, Willie Martin, Mick Gore, Gordon Doyle, Jonathan Fogarty, Dennis Hickey, Gary Richard Studd, Mosey McCabe, J.J. Slevin's father, Shea Slevin, just to name just a few. That's their livelihood, Aidan.
Absolutely. Like, just looking at some figures here, over 700 horses in training throughout the county, and the top four hunts, of course, being based here, Ballinagore, Bree, Killinick, and the Island one there as well. So a massive blow. But just looking at the action on the track at the minute, fortunately, that is still going ahead, and Wexford Jockey's doing really well there. Three today, JJ Slevin picking up his fourth of the week there. I know you were talking to Sean Flanagan as well. He got the big race of the day for Noel Mead's horse there. So at least that's still going, and that's still keeping the interest up, and Wexford Jockey's doing really well.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, Sean O'Keefe has done well. JJ Slevin, Mikey Fogarty. Yeah, well, that probably backs up what I'm saying, that the rich history of horses in Wexford extends to jockeys, to trainers, to handlers. You know, I mean, most farmers years ago, maybe not so much today, but most farmers had a couple of horses. Hunting is popular. Look, Aidan, we're talking about this, and I know there's a certain audience that, you know, are nonplussed about it, and that's understandable as well. It's a fantastic industry. Probably the best trainer in the world, born in Clonroche. Very proud Wexford man, Aidan O'Brien. Jim Bulger's been very successful. Two of the top flat trainers over the last 30 years, last 25 years, certainly. So even to further, you know, we're a jump horse county, so to speak. But it just shows you the extent of the influence that Wexford has had when you think of all the fine horses that have come and gone on to greater success, and they've started their lives as foals or started their lives being bought into Wexford and then sold on, haven't been trained for the track. So yeah, it's a massive blow, and it'd be interesting to hear what Colin will say. I was talking to him today, so we'll be talking to him tomorrow evening. It'll be interesting to see what he has to say about it. So, you know, it's a blow, but in the times that we're in, Aidan, we have to be careful about, I suppose, going over the top on stuff like this.
Absolutely. There are plenty more important things we have to say, in fairness. And I know, just before we go there, just very quickly, Liam, I know you wanted to pay tribute to one of the founders of Club Wexford here and a great supporter of Gaelic games in the county. Tom Doyle has unfortunately passed away, and I know you wanted to pay tribute to him.
Yeah, Tom is a gentleman. He got me involved in Club Wexford when we started, which was a model of Club Tyrone to raise extra money for the county board, and it was very successful. Of course, it's Cardew Wexford now. Tom sponsored the senior football championship for a number of years. He is synonymous with Tom Doyle Supplies in Camolin, which he built up a business with a lot of people working for him, and in Ballyduff as well. And you know, he was just a proper gentleman, and he's put up a hard fight with illness, but it never stopped Tom Smile. He was always up for a battle, Aidan, and he'd always argue his point, and you wouldn't get away with anything soft with Tom, but at the end of the day, he was very fair, and he did a lot of work for charities as well, and he'll be sadly missed, you know, by his family more so than anybody else, but he'll certainly sadly miss, but he played his part in Wexford J and raising money over the years, and you know, it was a pleasure to work alongside him, and we had many a row, as many people did with Tom, but you argued your case with Tom, he listened, and Tom nearly always got his way at the end of it, Aidan.